On the curb in front of a brown house sits a bookshelf, a suitcase, and empty picture frames. Passersby might think the tenants are moving out or spring cleaning.
We don't really have enough time to do a true yard sale, so this is our like piecemeal, please everybody come take our stuff so we can move into 98 square feet.
There's also a sign to come knock on the door for more items for sale in the house. Kelly Towsley and her boyfriend, Curtis O'Rourke Stedman, are getting rid of nearly everything they own to fit into a tiny house on wheels parked outside their rental. From the outside, it looks like a glossy white travel trailer.
I mean, picture opening up the back of a U-Haul, and that's what we started with.
It looked rough when we first got it.
Come on up.
But the inside is more like a home.
So on the bottom here, we have four drawers.
With vinyl hardwood floors and lime green walls. They'll pull the trailer with a truck for a year-long road trip through the Alaska road system and down to the lower 48. For such a small space, it's remarkably plush. A bench folds out into a queen-sized bed.
We had the conversation of, you know, if we are living in this and this is our house, you know, we don't want to be sitting on milk crates with cushions on the top of them and, you know, feeling like we're going to get slivers in our fingers when we touch the walls.
Electricity runs off solar panels. There's a small bathroom separated by a curtain and a kitchenette, but no running water. It's Curtis and Kelly's version of the tiny house movement, downsizing and taking a DIY approach to homeownership. Many tiny houses are palaces compared to this trailer, but the couple needed something smaller and roadworthy. The cost was only $8,600. Curtis is a high school English teacher and musician. Last summer, he toured the interior for his solo project, Cousin Curtis.
So when I got back, I said, you know, this is it. I'm hitting the road. I want to do this full time. And Kelly was behind me 110% of the way.
Kelly remembers it differently. She thought he was talking about taking a vacation.
Whereas I think when the conversation happened, Curtis more so took it as, I'm hitting the road with him full time.
Yeah.
And I think it took a couple months of that conversation to happen, you know, where is it realistic for both of us to hit the road, you know, for both of us to quit our jobs.
Together, they decided it was. Kelly would quit her job working with autistic kids. They would sell everything and go on tour indefinitely, traveling from Toke to Chicken and down south through Montana and Michigan. Friends and family had mixed reactions, but no one said, this is a terrible idea. Don't do it.
No, I don't think anybody said that. I think a few people may have said, why would you do that? Like, they didn't understand it.
One of those people was Kelly's grandfather, a professional builder. They told him about their first big project.
Grandpa, we're going to cut in windows. We're going to install our own windows. And he said, well, you can't do that. You know, you can't install windows in a trailer. That doesn't make any sense. And so I sent he and my grandma the picture of us celebrating installing the first window. And he said, huh, they did it.
They completed the tiny house in 8 months. Then came time to purge all their stuff. For Curtis, the most difficult thing to give away was his plants, grown from the clippings of his great-great-grandmother's. Kelly says it was her clothes.
You know, I'll look at a shirt and be like, oh, I love that sweatshirt. Like, I wore that every home track meet in high school. But the reality is, I have those memories of track, and I don't need that sweatshirt, you know, to hold on to.
She says she's giving the tiny lifestyle a year. After that, she'll reassess.
Here and now, without you, but you're something to talk about.
Curtis wrote this song last summer about missing Kelly on tour. But now, he won't have to. The couple is setting off for miles of open road, pulling behind them what they'll call home.
I think it's awesome. I think it's a blessing to be able to ditch everything that you own and then take off in true nomad style, like, you know, humans used to be, and go hunter-gather across the country looking for adventure.
Calling your name
in Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.
It is here.